Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
And she's going to be our third vote. This is a you big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. So, let's go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Police in Ontario are reminding the public to avoid dialing 911 to report a non-emergency situation after a woman called to ask if she could get, quote, an emergency ride service to the train she was running late for. Being late for a trip is never ideal, officers with Peel Regional Police wrote in a tweet on Thursday morning. Calling 911 to ask the police to act as an emergency ride service to get you there on time, yeah, not going to happen. That's pretty snarky for a Canadian. The conversation, which was posted in full in a tweet, started with the 911 operator asking if the caller needed assistance from police, fire, and an ambulance. The caller then responded by saying, This is in terms of an officer. I'm supposed to have a trip to the Union Station. The ride was supposed to show up for me this morning and did not, and I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that, because I'm in a taxi right now, and it's not going to get me to the station on time to board my 9:45 train. The conversation then went as follows. Operator, okay, sorry you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for a train ride at the Union Station? Caller, yeah. Operator, so what would you like an officer to do? Caller says, do you guys offer emergency ride services or not? Operator, wow. An emergency ride service? Caller, yeah, I don't know how you guys operate. Operator, well, I can assure you that we do not. Caller, my apologies. Operator, can you call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment, okay? Caller, okay, thank you. Operator, you're welcome, bye-bye.
So
now
polite.
That's Canadian. Now that's Canadian.
Oh, those Canadians.
Regional Peel Regional Police then wrote, only dial 911 if someone's health, safety, or property is in immediate danger or if there is a crime in progress. So there you go. The polite Canadians.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. During a traffic stop, a Florida man... It's shocking. During a traffic stop, a Florida man told police that the wind may have blown a bag of cocaine residue into his vehicle.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
Cops in Fort Pierce last month pulled over a vehicle driven by Joseph Zach, 37. After the car did not pause at a stop sign around 9:40 p.m. with Zach's sedan still in motion, an officer spotted Zach making, quote, furtive movements, leaning over toward the center console as attempting to discard an item out of the passenger's window. After Zach's auto came to a stop, an officer approached the car. A subsequent search of the car turned up a glass crack pipe and a clear baggie with whitish residue, which tested positive for crack cocaine. Question about the baggie, Zach denied ownership of the item and claimed that, quote, the police or the wind must have placed it there. Zach was subsequently arrested on multiple charges and booked into the St. Lucie County Jail, for which he was later released on bond. Zan works as a painter and is scheduled to have a December 3rd arraigning hearing.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? Every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. A robbery suspect in England thought he could evade authorities with a new look a pair of glasses. David Stringthorpe, that's a great name, David Stringthorpe, 30, was wanted for allegedly shoplifting and violating a court order while he recently came into contact with a police officer in South Normanton. A short case ensued, a short chase ensued, and he was detained, authorities said. Springthorpe, a white man with blue eyes, brown hair, wide ears, and a notable neck tattoo, tried to disguise himself by wearing a pair of black-rimmed glasses. That, the Alfredton police wrote on Facebook, was, quote, not quite cunning enough to outsmart the team. David Springthorpe, 30, was apparently thought he could fool the police by changing into a pair of glasses. He was convicted of theft for stealing perfume gift sets and was sentenced to a 30-week jail sentence.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Da-da-da. Following his arrest for possession of a hypodermic needle containing methamphetamine, a 380-pound Florida man was hit with additional felony charges after jail personnel discovered a bag of meth, quote, wedged deep in the belly button cavity of the defendant.
Oh, boy.
Police responding to late Friday to a suspicious person call placed by employees of McDonald's in Clearwater arrested Martin Skelly when the search of the 41-year-old St. Petersburg resident turned up the loaded needle. Following Skelly's collar for possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia, police asked him if he was in possession of any other contraband since he could face additional charges if he brought illegal items into the county jail. Skelly denied having any additional contraband on his person. However, during intake processing at the jail, Skelly was subjected to a thorough body search, which resulted in the discovery of a small plastic baggie containing 2.7 grams of meth. A jail deputy reported that the baggie was wedged deep within the belly button cavity of the 5'8 defendant. After the meth stash was found at around 1:45 a.m. on Saturday, Skelly reportedly told an investigator, "I was just being dumb and not thinking." The discovery of the hidden meth resulted in two additional felony charges being filed against Skelly, introducing contraband into a correctional facility and narcotics possession. He is locked up in lieu of a $9,000 bond. Skelly's criminal record includes a three-year stretch in state prison for cocaine trafficking and busts for theft, drunk driving, narcotics possession, violating probation, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Here's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right, let's break here for some weather. We'll come back. We've got one more dummy to read about, and then we will vote right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are doing our regular Friday features. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday coming up. Also, we have a Blackhawks Express from another unfortunate loss from last night. But right now, we want to continue with
You Big Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number There's a time and a place for watching South Park. When you're driving is not one of those times. When you're driving and you're high is definitely not one of those times. An Iowa City man learned that lesson the hard way Monday morning. A Jackson County deputy pulled over Griffin J. Vogelsang. Wait a minute. Griffin J. Vogel. Griffin J. Vogelsang Moror, 18, around 7:11 a.m. 7 o'clock in the morning near Dodge and Jefferson Streets after seeing him watching South Park on his phone while driving, according to criminal complaints from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Police said that Vogelsangmaurer's car smelled of marijuana, and Vogelsangmaurer admitted to recently smoking. He handed over marijuana, a pipe, and grinder to the office. To the officer, police said. Police said that Vogelsangmaurer showed signs of impairment during standard field sobriety tests, and a breath test showed no presence of alcohol. After a drug evaluation, police determined he was too high to be safely driving. Vogelsangmaurer was arrested and faces charges of driving under the influence and possessions of a cold controlled substance, and are both serious misdemeanors.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. It's time to vote. Are we all ready to vote?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let me give you a recap. A dummy recap.
Mm.
All right. We got the dummy who called 911 for an emergency ride service. We got the dummy who claimed that a wind blew in a bag with coke in his car. We have the dummy robbery suspect who tried to fool the police just by putting on a pair of glasses. We got the dummy who hit a bag of meth in his belly button. And we got the dummy who got busted for watching South Park while driving high. Lots of people, I will say this, you know a lot of people blow weed and watch South Park. That's a common practice. all right, Tom, where are you thinking and heading and going?
You know, I'll give the runner-up to the kid getting high and watching South Park in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, modern problems require modern solutions.
That's right. Hey, man, I got to get my South Park in.
You know? But I also want to get baked.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm going to throw it over to the guy who claimed that the wind blew cocaine into his car. Yeah, no, it just came out of nowhere. Just a bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Let's see. I really love the thing about, I'll just put a pair of glasses on. They won't recognize me.
I mean, it worked for Superman. Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, yeah.
Superman.
The whole idea of a 380 pound guy stuffing some meth into his belly button is disgusting. I have to say though, I think I got to go with the dummy who got busted for watching South Park while he was driving and high. I got to go with that. Esmeralda's our voter here. What do you think?
I have to go with the cocaine.
The bag.
The bag. Of
the
cocaine.
Wind. The wind. The wind that blew the bag of coke into
yes.
his car. All right.
Was it a bag? Wasn't it just residue?
Residue. But he also had a crack pipe in the car.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the wind is very strong.
It is very strong.
You
right.
know what they say: when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. There it is.
And crack.
All right. Well,
crack.
that's our dummy of the week. we'll do it again. I'm off next week, so 2 weeks we'll get back to the. To the,
you'll have plenty of dummies.
And it won't be 3 in the morning. We won't be doing it at 4 a.m. We will be doing it 3 a.m. because, again, remind everybody that the show is moving Sunday night, December 1st, to 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. We get an extra hour, and we start earlier. It's very, very cool. We're very excited about it.
Very
so,
nice.
And that starts when I come back. The show with Jim and Noonan this next week is still 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Mm.
When I come back on December 1st, the night is December 1st, the show moves officially to 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. And I'm very excited about it. I'd like to start earlier. We get an extra hour with everybody. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready for our next thing that we do on Friday?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Hold on a minute. Let me get ready. Hold on. Now you have to press this.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
Oh,
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. Straight out of context, everybody. One of our favorite Friday features. Here's what it is. You listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should because it's great. Listen 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time. Who said it and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, shall we?
Shall we?
All right.
All right. Your first straight out of context here coming to us from Brian J. Here is the wonderful Ji-Suk Yi.
Dave is eating it right now.
He's a hungry guy, Dave.
I also love the background. Dave goes, this is good.
This is good.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Next up, coming again to us from Brian, here is John Williams.
All right, LF, are we ready to hit it?
Wow.
Very close relationship.
Very good, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Naturally, I have to show up at least once a week. Again, caught by, I keep getting betrayed by Tom from Bartlett. Betrayed by another Tom.
Yes.
But here I am. Wow, how'd this thing get so big?
What were we talking about?
That was when we were talking about those little toys that soak up the water and get really big.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Naturally.
Okay.
Next up, this is coming to us from Night Owl. Here's Rokan.
But I would like to tell you that your yoga pants are killing your clams.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What the hell? What is that?
But I would like to tell you that your yoga pants are killing your clams.
That is in response to a news story that the yoga pants that so many people know and love is actually made up of some sort of like plastic polymer that when you put it in the dryer or the washing machine, it breaks those down and it sends it out. And it's in the Pacific Northwest killing clams and other wildlife.
Okay.
It's harming your clam.
All right. Okay, next.
Next up, wouldn't be straight out of context with Mr. Nick DiGilio here. This is coming to us from Wild Bill.
Yeah, it's long, man. Was I talking about it? It's really long. I mean, it's really long. What was I talking about?
We were talking about the Ten Commandments.
Oh, the Ten Commandments.
The movie.
Okay. All right.
Always good. A fan of when he's on Mr. Let's see, Mr. Dean Richards here, caught by Yambo.
Yambo.
It's like Rambo, but with yams.
With yams.
I'm telling you what, there's nothing better than steamed meat.
Nothing better than steamed meat.
Talking about the delicious White Castle.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
Love steamed meat.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Next up, this is, let's see here. This is another one from Brian coming to us from the Steve Cochran Show. It's Steve.
Why wouldn't the mayor get on this?
It sounded like a very serious conversation, though.
It was.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Well, you know?
Yeah. All right.
All right, next up, I think it's been a while since you've been on here. Jane Monzuris.
Yes, it has
been. Living Healthy Chicago.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. Yeah.
She appeared on the Rokan Show, and this one's the catch from Tom and Bartlett.
It's going to be right back in ya.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Okay.
All right. Steve Cochran's having a pretty good week this week. I'll say that much. These next two are coming to us from Fox Valley Mike.
As you know, I am Dave's comfort animal.
Okay, let's break here. I think that's a good spot to break. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will finish up. Straight out of context. We got Nick D Show Spies, and then things are going to get fly. And we also have an unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. That's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Context.
We're back, straight out of context, everybody, and we got to get back to it. All right, Tom, let's continue.
All right. Again, this is one from Fox Valley Mike. Here's Steve Cochran.
Wow, Cochran all over the place.
I was going to see if we can get an extra pair.
Jeez.
He's going to need an extra pair there.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't?
Okay.
All right. Nick D again.
Come on now.
Hey, they send him in. I just play him.
The wedding was fun, but boy, did Dad get stiff.
That's from Mike in Old Irving Park.
Hey, by the way, Esmeralda, did you hear about that insane shootout?
Yes.
Block and a half away from my house.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was home, too. Scary. So, anyway, let's continue with our happy news.
Happy news. This one's coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport, and I have to stress this over the air. His name is Mark Carman, not Mark Harmon.
People think it's Harmon. Like he and Pam Dauber hang out here.
Yeah.
All right.
But thank you so much, Margaret, for this submission of Mark Carman.
Put your hand over there. No, not on that. A little bit lower, Carm.
Mm-hmm.
I was touching all sorts of things.
I don't even want to. I don't even need wow. it. I don't even need to know.
Talking about his, I believe he's talking about some wedding photos, some sure. engagement photos.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
9 days away.
I know.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow.
Poor guy.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick.
I'm sorry. Not everybody had the experience that I've had.
Jeez.
No, congratulations to Carm. I can say that with all honesty. All right.
And now here's another one of Mark Carman.
I wish it were Mark Harmon.
If it were Mark Harmon.
From summer school.
And NCIS.
When bad things go down, he can then blame Mark Harmon.
That's
it's like,
right.
That was Mark Harmon on
not
the
Not Mark
air.
Carman.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that was that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Carman caught by Jesse.
Every time he opens his mouth, I like it.
Referring to presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
Ah.
Andrew Yang.
Oh, boy.
Boy, they did a really interesting profile of him on Daily Show last night.
Mm.
Really, really kind of, I didn't know. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like him more now. So, okay.
And then finally,
yeah.
coming to us from Jesse, it's a celebrity.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It's the one, the only, John Weideman.
Oh!
Coming to us from the Blackhawks game.
You're legit. I'm not when it comes to being down there.
That's a good one.
I love Weideman. He's the best.
He's the best.
And so is Troy. All right, let us try something here.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. All right, Nick D Show Spies, you know what this is. You listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
All right. So this first one is coming to us from Tony, and it's Pete McMurray gave you a mention here.
Oh.
You play Judge Adam DiGilio on Showtime's Billions. Any relation to Nick DiGilio, who does overnights here on WGN?
I don't think so, but perhaps we'll have to ask.
I'll have to ask Nick when he comes in.
Is it spelled the same way?
I believe so. I'm not an avid watcher of Billions, but I know a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
All right. And then next up here, caught by Brian, it's a capture. It's Mary Vandeville mentioned you, naturally.
Okay.
On the Steve Cochran Show.
Joe, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
That's
good morning.
John Williams.
Hey, John, what's the flattery for the marijuana? Kind of gives a new meaning to the phrase potluck, huh?
Hey, now. Do you guys have a rim shot here on the Steve Cochran Show? If I can find it, you call back. Very
Nick
well
said. Nick DiGilio has one.
Thank you, Joe. Well, have a good day. Yes, exactly.
There it is.
Have a good day.
that was me. 4 days late.
Yeah, a little late. Okay.
And then finally, this is a message on the John Williams Show. This is the actual John Williams Show.
Okay.
And let's see here. This was caught by our friend Joyce. So thank you, Joyce.
Hey, right. Mark, you're on WGN Radio. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I'm going to give you a bonus first, courtesy of Nick DiGilio, and that would be Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing. And then the one I called in with was two versions of Here Comes the Sun, the original by the Beatles and one by Richie Havens.
I don't know, the second one. Pretty good, huh?
It's a perky one.
He doesn't know Richie Havens' version of Here Comes the Sun?
I suppose not.
Oh, man.
Which is a bummer.
That's a total bummer, man. Wow, I just sounded like Cheech. Chong. It's a total bummer, man. All right. Well, keep up listening. That's what we're doing. We're doing. You want to hit the thing with the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. I love that intro. I love Duffy. He's just the best. All right, Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda the Heartmelda is here, spinning on her head, drilled a hole into the floor.
Yeah.
With your head.
And I spun up to get here. Yeah, I was practicing.
That's right. And then Viggity Viggity Vic is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he always does every Friday Fly Jam. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. Let's say hello to our DJ.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
It's Luscious Hushes. Do that one more time just for her.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
You like that? Yeah. All the ladies do.
Yeah, man. Of course.
All right. So we said, let's get fly.
All right, let's get fly. First one coming to us from our good pal Mike in Louisville. It's Brick House, the Commodore.
House is a brick house. She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. I like laying stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs.
That's classic Fly Jam. Wouldn't you agree, Esmeralda?
Oh, of course.
A classic, classic Fly, Fly.
Yes.
Hey, Esmeralda, do you watch The Masked Singer?
No.
It's the greatest show of all time.
I just actually watched like a little snippet of it recently.
Yeah.
What is it, a wolf or a...
Well, there's all kinds.
Some kind of raccoon.
There's a leopard. There's a...
I think it's the leopard that I saw.
Yeah. I know who that is, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah. You want me to give you a guess? I'll tell you the guess?
Give me the guess.
I'll tell you the guess of who the leopard is. By the way, the show rules. It's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I cannot stop watching it. It's Seal.
You really think Seal?
Seal?
Absolutely. It's Seal. Without question, it's Seal.
See, but I always think it's supposed to be...
Like a B-level?
Well, no, just somebody that you wouldn't think that would be a singer.
Here's the thing about who got... I don't want to give it away because I know some people DVR and they don't watch it on time, so I don't want to give away who got knocked off last week, but I can't believe this person got knocked off. I'll tell you who it is off the air.
So wait, they knock off the characters?
Yeah, they vote them off. Like, whoever gives the weakest performance has to take their mask off and reveal who they are.
Oh.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. What if they knock someone off and it's, like, award-winning singer?
Well, I will tell you. Hold on a second. I'll tell you. I don't want to mention it on the air, but they did just that.
Wow.
Last Wednesday night, the person that they voted off, one of the greatest singers ever.
They got to feel real salty after that. Like, yeah.
And Seal beat her. Because they had to do a head-to-head competition.
He was the leopard,
who's still the leopard, but it's Seal. I'm telling you, it's Seal.
It'd be funny if he was some kind of animal that eats seals. And then it'd be like
What if they just throw it off and dress him up like a seal? That would...
Because you'd never think Seal is Seal.
No. All right. Anyway, I just was curious as to if you watched it.
No, I've heard about it. I just never understood how that works.
Yeah, it's just that people come out, these famous people come out, and their voices are disguised. They raise their voice. They alter the voice with a technology there, so you can't recognize them talking.
But I always thought it was going to be somebody like, you wouldn't think that's singing.
Well, I'll give you 2 weeks ago. Kelly Osbourne was one of them, and she got booted.
But she sings.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Did she do Papa Don't Preach?
Yeah.
She did not do Papa Don't Preach.
Changes?
No. She didn't do Changes. That would have been a giveaway there.
No, dead giveaway.
So, all right. Well, what do we got flying? Let's get one in before I break here for weather and the Blackhawks Express.
One more for the weather. This is going to be coming to us from James all the way out in Tinley Park. I think you'll know this one.
Oh, no.
The party was jumping when Bertha got off of her stump. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it the Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt in a gully, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question.
No question. Bertha Butt Boogie, the great Jimmy Castor. Jimmy Castor Bunch. That's fly. That's great. All right, Esmeralda, hang on, okay?
The Chicago Blackhawks look to get a new winning streak going tonight as they face Tampa Bay here at the United Center. And after winning 62 regular season games last year, the Lightning were swept in round number one of the playoffs. And they just haven't been the same since. But all of that can change quickly tonight, so the Hawks will need to start this game on time. Unlike the way they did against Carolina, start on time tonight is obligatory. Dylan Strome centers the Hawks' opening line, and Patrick Kane, one assist away from number 600, starts at the right wing. Wheeling into the Hawks' zone, a long shot from the high slot, and Crawford stopped him with a shoulder save. The puck rolled off of him and into the crease, swept out of there by Calvin DeHaan. Inside the Hawks' zone along the right boards, Pat Maroon put it to the deep slot, Sergachev. Sergachev with a one-timer, he scores! A big crowd had gathered in front of Corey Crawford, primarily Pat Maroon and Olimata, who was trying to keep Maroon from being involved in the play. And I don't think Crawford got a good look at this power play goal. The Lightning won, the Hawks no score.
Well, just a given goal to set up the one-timer.
Loose puck spun to the near boards. Camp battling with Coburn, who gives the puck to Paquette, who clears it ahead to Conacher in center ice, put it over the Hawk line. Paquette to Conacher, firing from the slot. Big save by Crawford with the right pad. Paquette follows up and fires it over the Hawk net. Put it ahead, Cirelli over the Hawk line. Bend the left circle, Kalorn back to Cirelli. He shoots! Crawford makes a save with the left pad! A spectacular save! A game-saving save, possibly by Corey Crawford, on a 2-on-0 breakaway by the Lightning. Along the right wing boards and corner, closing to the net. He shoots! He scores! From an impossible angle! Brent Seabrook wheeled out of the right wing corner along the goal line. And it looked like he looked to make the right play. He fired the puck off of McElhinney and it ricocheted up into the net. He lost the puck on the near boards. Picked off by Kalorn, fed the high slot, Hedman shoots! Oh, they score! Crawford looked like he did the splits at the top of the crease. And somehow that leaked through his pads. And just over the goal line, Connor Murphy did everything he could to try and reach back and pull it out of there, but could not. Kane grabs the puck. He had it stripped off his stick by Andre Palat, racing into the Hawk zone, left circle. Palat fed it in front of the point, he shoots and scores! It's now 3-1 Tampa Bay. Even a Kane immediately, top of the right circle against the boards. He sends it toward the net, they score! I think it was Dylan Strome in front of the net. McElhinney made the initial save, but Strome shot it past McElhinney and into the back of the Lightning net. With 2:43 left on that clock, the Hawks have a chance. 1:04 on the clock. Now loose puck at center ice. Paquette's got it. Racing to the Hawk zone. He fires. He scores. It's an empty net goal, and that will be the icing on the cake for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They lead 4-2 with 59 seconds left in the third. Tampa Bay wins tonight 4-2. They outshot the Blackhawks 35-34. And with the loss tonight, the Blackhawks' record now goes even at 500, 9-9-4, while the Lightning pick up their 10th win on the season against 7 losses and 2 overtime or shootout losses. The Lightning have now won 7 straight games against the Hawks, and Curtis McElhinney picks up his first career win against the Blackhawks in this game here tonight.
right. Welcome back to Fly Jams Friday. Hey, who requested that?
That's coming to us from Nick DiGilio, the elder.
My dad.
Not senior.
Explain what that is, because my dad was very, very specific in his request.
So that is Irma Franklin.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin's sister, correct?
Yes.
Oh. And it's a version of Peace of My Heart recorded at the Soup Kitchen in Detroit, Michigan on Sunday, October 25th, 1992.
And that's how my dad requested it, with that long sentence.
Yes.
He wanted that specific recording.
In all caps.
In all caps, yes. By the way, the Blackhawks lost, but they play again tomorrow at 7 o'clock against the Stars. And you can hear it right here on 720 WGN. All right, Fly?
Fly.
Okay.
All right, this next one's coming to us from our good pal, Bennett.
Bennett.
Business of Funk Wake
Night. Business of Funk.
The businessman with the most. It's a great cut. It's Herbie Hancock with Doing It.
That's such a great song. Herbie Hancock. Everybody remembers Rocket because of the video.
Yeah.
It's like one of those classic early 80s videos that everybody knows. It's fantastic. Hey, by the way, Frozen got a B from Dean. Frozen 2.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What did he give it?
A B.
A B.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not terrible.
Yeah. I wonder how much money that movie's going to make over the weekend.
So much money.
I can't even imagine how much money it's going to make.
It could be the worst movie ever, and it will still make
it's going to make so much money.
But it feels like it was forever ago that the first one came out.
It was 6 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, they have those like straight-to-video.
Yeah. By the way.
So no one forgets.
Beautiful, a beautiful place in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
A.
I figured.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they could top. I don't know how you could top that documentary, though.
Yeah, but I'm just seeing the real. I just think the casting. I think the casting of Tom Hanks is so inspired. I just think it's.
They're actually related.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Did you see the footage?
You should have thrown it into your thing.
Into my what? Oh,
about
into the
surprising
into
celebrity,
the shocking celebrity thing. And, no, but it's yeah. If there's footage of him just being told that. Like him, his reaction to it, like on the at the moment.
What's the connection? What's the?
He's like a distant cousin or
something
like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
And he loses it. Like when he finds out, he gets all really. Like he gets all.
Tom Hanks needs to go on that show on Channel 11.
Yeah, searching for
finding your roots.
The guy.
I want to go on that show.
Yeah. Hey,
keep telling V.
Nick Kroll is in a town. Nick Kroll. He played the Vic. Yeah, he played the Vic last night. He's playing again tonight.
Oh, Big Mouth is so good.
Oh. All right, what
so
do we got? We got one more? One more?
One last Fly
All
Jam.
Right.
It's coming to us from Dino. It's Midnight Star, No Parking on the Dance Floor.
Oh, man, great song. That's about as fly as it gets. All right. A couple more weeks, we'll do Fly Jams because I'm off. Esmeralda, always such a pleasure to see you.
Ditto.
I love having you on the show.
Aw, thanks.
We'll do it again. We'll do it once a month.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.